Everybody knows the auto industry is going gangbusters these days, but looking at the data, that conventional wisdom is wrong. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. But first, a published report suggests Walmart is in talks to buy the online retailer Jet.com. The Wall Street Journal says the world's largest retailer and America's largest private employer is looking for engine thrust for its e-commerce business, which has struggled amid the online retail competition. Jet.com is small, but is doing great.
It's the customer base. Jet.com is adding 350,000 customers per month, and they've already surpassed 1 million.
Poonam Goyal, a retail analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence who watches Walmart closely.
That's what they want. They want the visibility. They want you to come to their website. They have the SKUs that Jet.com has. They sell all the products, at least when it comes to consumer products, whether it's household, beauty, or just the traditional names that we know of, like Tide, diapers. I mean, that's what Jet.com makes a living out of. And they have it all, but why aren't consumers buying it online? Why are they only buying it in store? So to make that conversion more seamless, Jet.com can help them. It can help bridge the gap between them currently and Amazon.
The deal, if confirmed, could reportedly value Jet.com at as much as $3 billion. Marketplace reached out to Walmart on this, but there was a no comment. Let's do the numbers. Tomorrow, the big U.S. jobs report. Today, we're waiting on possible stimulus from the Bank of England, which will be a gauge of how scared policymakers there are about Britain leaving the EU. The FTSE in London is down 0.2%. The pound is down slightly at $1.33. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mixed, with the Dow future up 1 point. This morning, Toyota reported profits that were almost 15% lower than the same quarter a year ago. Part of this is the stronger Japanese yen, which makes Toyota's cars and trucks more expensive abroad. This news comes on the heels of its July report, which showed sales were down roughly 1% from this time last year. Sales at Ford and GM also fell last month. And on Monday, one of the weakest pieces of otherwise strong consumer spending in the U.S. was vehicle sales. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
It's safe to say that auto sales in the U.S. are leveling off.
Yeah, it does look that way.
Dave Sedgwick is a correspondent for Automotive News. He says it's the economy, stupid.
The economy expands, auto sales go up, the economy shrinks, auto sales go down. And a lot of people believe that the economy in the U.S. is starting to tail off a bit.
Another roadblock, leased vehicles are flooding the used car market, taking a bite out of new car sales, says equity strategist David Whiston. He covers the auto industry for Morningstar. He says car sales may have plateaued, but they're still high.
Plateauing at a level of high 16 million to low to mid 17 million units is still very healthy. So it sort of depends how you look at it.
Whiston says, remember, sales bottomed out at around 10 million vehicles a year during the recession. He says after that, car makers had the longest recovery since the 1920s. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This week we learned that the late actor who played Chekhov in some of the recent Star Trek movies died without a will. Anton Yelchin's estate was worth $1.4 million, more than half equity in his home. His parents are suing Fiat Chrysler for the design of the Jeep Grand Cherokee that can be accidentally left in drive instead of park. Yelchin was 27. There was also news in the spring that Prince, the music icon, also died without a will. He was 57. There are many lessons in these tragedies, including one that can be expressed in three words. Get a will. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us from St. Paul.
Good morning, David.
I mean, we don't want to talk about this stuff because we have to think about what happens when we're dead, and that is not a pleasant discussion, but we should get a will, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the studies show, David, that more than half of Americans don't have a will. And if I can paraphrase a famous poem, you know, don't ask for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee at some point. And so a will is one of those foundations of financial planning in our society.
Because not having a will just tortures your heirs. It just makes life harder for the people you supposedly love.
That's one of the most important aspects of a will. Another part of the will, and to think about it more positively, and I'm not trying to turn a sow's ear into a silk purse, but a will encourages you to think about your legacy. I mean, where do you want your possessions and your money to go? To family? To friends? friends, the charity. I mean, these things matter, and it's good to think about those things.
A lot of people, though, think it's, oh, I got to find a lawyer now. It's not actually that difficult, is it?
No, we live in the digital age, and you can go online. And, David, there really are a number of good do-it-yourself will writing products on the market. And some of these products will allow you for pretty reasonable fee. You can have an attorney look over your document. You can ask an attorney a question. You know, as your estate, if it gets bigger, it's more complicated, you might want to use a lawyer. But in today's world, just go online.
I mean, you're still going to have to invite friends over to witness the thing. And some people like to take the additional step of getting it notarized along with the witnesses. But what's this about ethical wills?
It's writing down or creating an audio diary or a video about what it is you want people to remember from your life and what you think is important. And people are usually doing this. They're thinking about their children and their grandchildren. What are the values? What matters to you? What legacy do you want to leave? What stories do you want people to be telling years from now around the Thanksgiving family dinner? So this ethical will, it's not a legal document, but David, you're leaving an emotional legacy to your heirs.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
And this addendum harvested from the end of the interview.
All right, David, I have to ask you, do you have a will?
Yes, but you asked the wrong question. You should say, how long have you had a will, David Brancaccio?
I'm glad you have a will. That's all that matters.
What's my line? I say it every 6 months here. The death rate in America is still 100%. But have a nice day. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.